Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. In fact, in the background, you can probably hear the sounds of softball as we get ready to talk with Tony Stone, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket softball team. Great Northwest Athletic Conference champs. That's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it, Tony?
Yeah, you know, first time in school history, conference championship. So, yeah, it does sound good. And I think, you know, going into that first game this weekend, that was the one thing that we set out to accomplish. That was the first part of our goals. Now we're moving on to regionals and see how far we can go there.
Well, I want to talk about that first game, though, and maybe I'm just a lousy fan, but you guys are making me pretty nervous there. That Central Washington pitcher, she was just awesome, you know, and watching her, she's just kind of cruising along, and then all of a sudden the floodgates kind of opened for you. Had to be pleased with the way the team reacted there in the later innings.
Yeah, you know, Lindsay Vlevich, she got pitcher of the year in the conference, so, you know, that tells you how good she really is. I think we were just a little bit tight coming in, but I think it was good for us. You know, it had a playoff atmosphere to it, and you know, that's our goal, is to make the playoffs, to make the regional. So it gave us a little bit of experience as far as, you know, reacting to adversity. We weren't hitting the ball in the beginning of the game, and all of a sudden we came alive, and you know, that's good. I mean, we talk about making adjustments, and we've talked about it all year. You know, we came in a couple innings and we said, hey, we need to make some adjustments. We made them, and we got the lead and kept it.
I wanted to ask you about that, because I think oftentimes, you know, a casual fan will watch a softball game and, you know, they'll see somebody who's looking real good early on in terms of a pitcher. And I think the automatic reaction sometimes when all of a sudden the team starts hitting is, you know, maybe she's tiring a little bit. I think it's often the other case. I think it's just a matter of the hitter's making an adjustment. And I think there's a reason why the second or third time through the order, all of a sudden you see a pitcher being a little more vulnerable.
Yeah, and softball isn't like baseball where, you know, a baseball pitcher is going to go, you know, five or six innings. You're going to see him a couple of times through the lineup, and then you get to change pitchers. You know, baseball has a lot more pitchers, so you can make those changes. In softball, it's not as frequent in terms of changing pitchers. So, you know, you get to see that pitcher two or three times, and as good as our offense has been all year, I think it's just a matter of time before we time somebody, before we start getting to pitchers. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. And, you know, fortunately for us, anybody in our lineup, you know, you can't throw to them. Or they're going to hurt you, and that's what happened. They ended up having to come back over the plate a little bit. And, you know, Stevie Howard, what can you say about her? That big two-run home run, and that pretty much set the tone for the rest of the game. It was late, but it happened when it needed to. So, you know, up and down the lineup overall, you know, if we see a pitcher two or three times in that game, I think we have the advantage.
I'll be honest with you. I think if you were to ask me who the most valuable player of the game, and I'm not sure everybody would agree with me, but I'm going to give it to Lisa Moore, just from the standpoint that Lisa, it was a bit of an uphill battle for her all day. But, you know, when she came out and Casey came in for it, it's a 1-0 game. That game could have got out of hand early because there are a lot of base runners on base, and she just gutted it through.
Yeah, you know, Lisa is the leadership right now as far as being in the circle. She goes out there. She does what she needs to do. She's a power pitcher, and, you know, when she can control her changeup, she's unstoppable. And, you know, fifth, sixth inning there, it just got away from her, and I thought at that moment, you know, bases loaded, no outs, let's make a change. You know, the hitters had seen her a couple of times already for Central Washington, and I thought, okay, let's make that change. Let's get Casey in there, and let's try and close this down. So, yeah, you know, you can't say enough about the performance of Lisa and what she did for us to keep us in that ball game, to keep it close, and that's all we ask of our pitchers.
You know, I just want to I'm just going to mention this briefly because I think it's just so beyond what actually happened over the weekend. You know, you did lose the last three games against them. One thing I didn't realize coming in the weekend, particularly the second day after you'd already clinched it, is my goodness, these girls were involved. A lot of the seniors, of course, all the seniors were involved in graduation exercises. You know, they're human. That had to be a tough thing to turn off and then all of a sudden go play softball.
Well, you know, Crystal Bentley, one of the seniors, after we clinched the championship after that first game, she said, boy, I feel like celebrating right now. And I think we all felt like celebrating. You know, at that moment, I think it was, you know, it's been a long season. We finally did what we needed to do. We finally got that first conference championship. And, you know, at that time, you do want to celebrate. And I don't know if they didn't want to play. But I think the idea was more we accomplished what we needed to accomplish. And, you know, the next three games are meaningless. And, you know, we wanted to play well still. But I think that air of, you know, wanting to celebrate and knowing that we'd finished accomplishing the first part of our three goals this season, you know, it felt good. But, you know, we wanted to do something other than play, I think, at that time. And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's tough to stay, you know, intense, to keep that that attitude of playing hard when you know you've already won the conference.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show right after this.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Tony Stone, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets, getting ready to take part in regional postseason competition. I got to ask you about the Great Northwest Athletic Conference team. You had seven individuals there, including, I think, five first-teamers. Not bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. And I think overall, I think it says a lot about the season that we did have. Having that many selections is nice, but I think if you asked each one of those girls, that's not the most important thing to them. I think overall it's how far we're going to go in the postseason, and, you know, credit them all. I mean, they worked their butts off. They did exactly what they needed to do to help us win, and they should be recognized for that, absolutely. But, you know, maybe not the most important thing, but you know, a nice recognition for each one of those players that made first team and everybody that was recognized throughout the entire all-conference team.
I want to give you kudos, though, of course, the co-coach of the year as well, but basically talking about your recruiting, I think the second year in a row that you've got the freshman of the year, this year in Casey Condor, of course, last year Kelly Parsons. You also got the newcomer of the year in Wendy Whittemore, so and those are two players that are going to be coming back. So it's nice to see that those players that are coming in are doing a great job for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw that they got those awards. I thought, boy, we get to keep these kids. I mean, Kelly Parsons and Casey Condor, probably two of the most important positions on the field, pitcher and catcher. And, you know, we've got them for a few more years. Whitney also, the newcomer of the year, coming out of Bellevue Community College and stepping in. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Whitney, what she's done for this team and, you know, the things that she's done defensively and offensively for us. It's nice to know that some of those people that won those awards are coming back next year.
So I'm not going to ask you to handicap the situation because I think that's a little unfair. But nonetheless, we need to talk about, you know, how you match up against these teams. Should be noted that, you know, you're heading to Arcata, California, and the first game is going to be against Cal State Stanislaus. The other two teams in that regional, Humboldt State, the top seed, Sonoma State, I guess the eighth seed. Let's talk about Cal State Stanislaus. Obviously a good program. I guess anybody you get up at this point of the year is going to be a good program. But how do you match up against these teams, you think?
Well, you know, we've been looking at some of their stats, and we've seen them play. We were out in California early on this season. We were supposed to play Stanislaus, and we were supposed to play Humboldt, but both those games got rained out. We ended up getting a chance to watch them play, which, you know, they're good. Every team that's in the postseason is good. I think that's what makes it so exciting, is that, you know, it's not going to be you know, a laugher. There's going to be some good softball, and every team that's in this tournament right now is good. CC2A has always been predominantly good up and down the line there, but you know, Stanislaus has got some good hitters. They've got very good pitching, and they play good defense, and I think we match up with them well. I'd like to think that our pitching is a little bit better because I'd like to think that our pitching is the best in the West region. But, you know, going into this weekend, we'll see how that stacks up, and you know, we'll start with Stanislaus. I think, you know, overall, that might be one of the best games of the tournament because, like I said, they match up pretty well with us.
You know, one of the issues that you're probably going to have to face a little bit, particularly that first game, I assume. I mean, I can remember even back in the days when my daughter was 9 years old and all of a sudden they'd get to the Tournament of Champions, she'd be a little more nervous. So even she understands the urgency of it. This is the first conference championship. I know that MSUB has been to the postseason before. But nonetheless, these players haven't been involved with that. Is that something as a coach that you talk about a lot, you know, because I would imagine nerves are going to play a factor at least early.
You know, we talked about that yesterday, that we have not been to the postseason, these players in particular. And in a way, it's kind of a good thing because they're not putting any more pressure on themselves. You know, it's what we've been talking about all year. Let's put pressure on the other teams, and if we can do that, I think we've got a pretty good shot at winning this thing. But I think experience does count for something, and some of these other teams have been there before. We're gonna have to fight through that. I mean, we cannot let that hurt us. You know, I've been telling the girls it's just another ball game, and if you treat it like that and do what we do, put pressure on other people, I think we'll do all right.
I think one thing that should be noted, too, is you've been a very, very good. When you take a look at your record this year, 39-15, a ton of those wins came on the road. So it's not like all of a sudden you're traveling and you've got, you know, you've got that issue to deal with. This has been a very good road team this year.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think toughens us up at the beginning of the year is how many games we do play on the road. It's nice to be at home, but I also think that it's kind of fun to be out on the road, too. You know, you get to experience a new ballpark. We've never played at our Humboldt State's stadium before, so... You know, it's kind of that, you know, the whole air of the postseason playing in a different place. And I think that's exciting, and I think these girls are excited for it.
I think at this point of the season, I think the only advantage to being a number one seed, I assume, is you get, you know, the number one seed gets to host the tournament. I think apart from that, I think seedings, you know, are overblown because the truth of the matter is, doesn't matter if you're the eighth seed, the fifth seed, or whatever. I mean, if you are in the postseason, you probably think you've got a legitimate shot at advancing, so you're going to have to play the best teams anyway.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, when you're playing in the postseason, it doesn't matter what seed you are. You know, the number eight can beat the number one at any time. Number two can get beat, too. So it's, I think just making it there is the important thing. And the seeding and all that, I think that's more of a argument for the committees that make those things happen. For us, it's... Let's get out there and play, and we don't matter, and it doesn't matter who you're playing, who you are. Just get out there and play hard.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coaches Show coming up next.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this. It's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah. That is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance. Do you love your insurance agent?
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Great Northwest Athletic Conference champion Montana State Billings softball team getting set to head on the road as they'll head to Arcata, California to take on Cal State Stanislaus in the West region. And the winner of that game will take on the winner of Humboldt State versus Sonoma State. You know, really nothing changes in terms of, I know, in terms of when you get to this point of the season, it's still the same general ingredients that you had success with before as opposed to up to now. But what do you see as some of the real keys to having success at the regional?
First and foremost, it's going to be offense. The pitching in the postseason is much better. the defense will be much better. So we're going to have to hit the ball. Plain and simple, it's the basic principle of if you don't score any runs, you're not going to win. So offensively, we've really got to be disciplined. We've got to be able to put the ball in play. We've got to hit it hard. I think if we can do that, that gives us a really good shot here because our pitching and defense is, you know, it's been there all year. You know, we led the conference in ERA percentage points behind the Western Oregon, actually, in defensive fielding percentage. So our pitching and defense is going to be there. We need our offense to come alive, and we need to hit the ball. So plain and simple, we need to hit the ball. We need to score some runs.
Yeah, really, when you get to this point of the season, there's really no room for error, is there? I mean, if one particular aspect of your game's not working, you know, certain times during the season you might be able to muddle through, but at this point of the season, I suspect you pretty much have to have your A game in pretty much all facets.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. We've got to play our best. If we do that, I really like our chances, and that goes for everybody out here at any time. You know, we've had freshmen that could come in and play. They need to play their best. Sophomores, juniors, seniors, they've all got to play their best. And like I said, if we can do that, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, it should be noted that this is a very deep team, and that's one thing that you've had all year. And you have not been shy about, in key situations, putting a younger player in, you know, and obviously I suspect from a coach's standpoint as the season goes on, I know you're just looking at that particular game, but obviously down the road, you know, those are going to pay dividends.
Yeah, and that's something that we've talked about on the coach's show. We've talked about in practice with the players is, you know, all three areas of the game have got to come together. But I think, you know, overall, let's hit the ball. You know, that's what these girls want to do. It's the most fun part of the game. And especially in the postseason, it means a lot more. So, you know, overall, we're going to play as best as we possibly can. We're going to play as hard as we possibly can. And whatever happens at the end, I think we'll be satisfied with.
First game against Cal State Stanislaus, and then that winner will take on Humboldt State and Sonoma State, and that is taking place on May 8th. So they'll be leaving actually on Wednesday to Arcata, California. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. Tony Stone, congratulations on just a phenomenal year so far, and best of luck to you at the regionals.
All right, thank you, Ken.
This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.